to over time to a decrease of the relative outcome for B, and this can lead then to an increase of the relative outcome for A. So it is affecting negatively some other part in a way that this is increasing A. A is increasing all the time while B is decreasing all the time. So if this is within the same organization, basically what it is saying is that some improving in some part is causing some deterioration, some problem somewhere else. So whenever you have such situations, then you have to find a way of finding some fair solution so that the impact on B can be controlled. And typically this is a regulatory action that is implementing a balancing loop that is influencing what is happening with A. For this, you need to put simply a target. When you have a balancing loop, there is always some target or some desired value that you want to achieve. And this is explicitly given here. Relative target for A. So, this is very generic, very abstract. Let's see how we can illustrate this with some specific examples. That is the next slide. So you see generic, what we had in the previous slide. Semi-generic, promotion of A leads to A success, and then A will be even more promoted and so on. This can lead A success, diminishing B success, and by reducing the competition for A, this increases even more A success. And this relative achievement archetype is then called success to the successful. And very specifically, the preference of males in the past led to the success while diminishing the options for females. And the way this has been handled in countries, many countries, is by regulatory action to ensure gender equality. So that's basically an archetype that describes the situation. Then you will have an example for security. One of the challenges at this one is a relative achievement. So in this exercise that I gave you, you will ultimately find at least one example for each archetype. But some archetypes are more common than others. So it isn't so that you have 10 examples and then about one-fourth for the one, one-fourth for the other, and so on. Rather, some archetypes are found less in practice. Relative control. Again, we think of some action in organization to control a relative outcome. This gives a balancing feedback loop. But this feedback loop can release another feedback loop that is working against. So you are trying to control some problem or whatever. This is the control part. But this outcome can go in the different direction to some system reaction. So more of the action, better outcome for A, less action needed. But more outcome for A can lead to a system reaction against that and leads to less for A. So as it is expressed below, the relative outcome induces a reaction in another sector of the organization which compromises the intended outcome. And then again, in order to create a solution to that, then you all define the target that you want to achieve and a way of achieving this target so that this doesn't continue in the same direction. To make this more apparent, we go from the very abstract definition here to the examples. Generic, here on the left. Semi-generic, you have here two examples. A's action to achieving advantage, balancing loop, but this compromises the situation for B. For instance, if you have two rival nations, for instance, as we had former in the past with East and West, so if in the West we had an increase in arms production, this will lead to increasing the superiority of A. And you could have some target to achieve, like some superiority in terms of aircraft, ships, whatever, nuclear weapons or so. But over time, will this superiority of A be threatening for B? So the A will increase the arm production, and that will diminish the superiority of A. And this combination of two feedback loops acts actually as an arms race, because increase of arms production leads to more of A superiority, but this leads to increase arms production with B, which reduces A superiority, which leads to more arms production by A, and so on. So in the end, increase here over these two balancing feedback loops lead to even more increase. And the way, finally, one achieved control of the situation was to agree on a certain number that shouldn't be passed, the target absolute stockpile. When that number was approached, then they stopped producing more arms, then the situation was stabilized. Then you can start going the archetype in the opposite direction. If you now take some arms less as a gesture to reduce your superiority, the other will feel less threatened and reduce the arms, which will allow you to proceed this in a way that is virtuous. Another example that is very interesting is quality improvement. One reason why quality improvement in many organizations doesn't work is because of the eroding goals. So here you see the archetype. The idea is if you improve the quality of some sector relative to some given target, you are improving the quality of A, then they need less effort to improve that. But this relative quality can lead to diminishing the quality target, and in this way the quality is not achieved. Perhaps this is hard to understand. Let me give you another example of eroding goals. It has kind of to do with quality as well. Weight control. When you are very young, you have some idea, my ideal weight is 65 kilograms, for instance. And you are controlling this, you are doing a lot of exercise, that stays at 65. Then you get a job, exercise less, get more money, eat more, your weight increases. So you have the tough way, you have either to do more exercise or eat less to reduce the weight. But another way of doing that is redefining what is your ideal weight. So instead of saying, okay, 65 is the target I should achieve, why I am 30 years old now, 70 is the right weight for a 30 years old. So you have solved the problem. Now you don't need to, you have the ideal weight. Then the years pass, and you get put on more weight. And you have either to decrease your weight or redefine your ideal weight and say, okay, why 70? I am older now, it's 75. you solve the problem. So that's what you can do also with quality. You can improve the quality by improving your quality, or you can improve your quality by reducing your standards. Then you match, you achieve your target simply. So either you improve your quality or you reduce the desired quality. In the last case, you have kind of solved the problem in a sense that you achieve your goal. But the goal is, the problem is you have eroding goals. So in the terms of weight, you are eroding your goal. Originally, you were thin, and then you accept you are a little bit thicker, and then your goal is even thicker, and all the time kind you are satisfied, but all the time you are putting on weight. And similarly with quality. So what you have to do is simply, you have to make the target absolute. You have to say, my quality is that, and not move it. And similarly with weight. So you have to put in absolute quality target, and you have to make the program of quality improvement or weight reduction relative to this target. That is what this, the solution loop is. Okay, then you got an overview of the different archetypes. This, the last one, is perhaps not so easy to understand, but I have some example in security that I would like you to make. Finally, the point is that when you have boundaries, then they can have the effect of hiding the unintended effects. Very often you make some intervention, some action, and the unintended consequences occur in some other sector of the organization. This you don't see so well because there are boundaries in between. So they had the unintended effect. But even when you have action and reaction in the same sector organization, if you have big time delays, then it's hard to see the connection between the intervention that you did and the outcome that comes much later. So the unintended consequences have been hidden by long time delays. Then Westenholm gave 10 mechanisms that act. So he said they are the case of the totally blind. They don't see at all that there are unintended consequences. The partially sighted, they see it but not completely. Seeing but choosing not to see. You see what is happening but you turn the sight in the other direction. Or seeing but you are afraid to act. That happens. Sometimes you see it but prefer not to believe it. Sometimes you see it, but it is a risk to act, so you are unprepared to take them. Sometimes you see it, but you see, okay, but that's going so, it's going to take that much time, though. We don't care. That is the, there is a saying related, you say it in French, après nous le déluge, after us the flood, so. What happens after us doesn't matter so much. You can see but choosing to ignore it for political reasons. You can see it but you can ignore that because you assume nobody cares. And sometimes you see but you see it too late. So these are the mechanisms, and there are 10 of them, of masking the unintended consequence, depending on the degree of transparency. And the good solution will be to see it and act according to a system, that is to find a solution that fits the system. So, here you have the summarizing and the literature. And in the end, I added an example that gives an archetype, security as a secondary concern, but you can read it by yourself. Or here is the example. Security, many organizations, they are so concerned with making profit that security is less important. They see it as an expense. And here's a nice quote from the book of Calder and Watkins that I had this morning. To many directors and managers, the information security tends to mean something they don't understand and that the IT manager has to deal with. So, the archetype is like this. The focus of the management is on maximizing whatever the company should do. We call it throughput. So If they are producing product, making most products. If they are delivering some service, they deliver more service. So security issues are in the shadow of attention, hidden from senior management by organizational mental boundaries. So an archetype to this effect. Here is the architect. So typically what you do in an enterprise is you are putting some investment, resources, money, whatever, to achieve more throughput. And if you achieve more throughput, then you have more resources that you can reinvest, and you have a focus on growth. The problem with this is that you have the security in the shade, in the shadow. So more throughput leads over time to less security. But sooner or later, the incidents and the problems of security will impact throughput. So you have underachievement. By neglecting security, security will take revenge and sooner or later impact your throughput through downtime and so on. So the solution archetype should be here, it gives you some idea, and that is invest also in security resources. So not only in throughput, but on security resources. And then you get a reinforcing loop, and I call this reinforcing loop security for growth's sake. So you have an underachievement archetype that you can compensate by thinking in investment not only for throughput, but also for security. The question is the right balance. How much resources you have to put on growth and how much on security. And that's the tricky issues. You have to visualize to the senior management and so on. Okay. More exercises here. Let's look briefly at the exercises that I gave you. There's a list here. So you have solved number 3, incident reporting systems. All of them have to do with security apart from the last one, resistant to antibiotics. But nevertheless, I put it because it has a little bit to do with the arms race or the issue with with the malicious agents. Some of them are harder than others. So in the order is not the easiest one, the first one. The easiest one, I think, is number 3, which you already solved. Number 1 and 2 are a little bit difficult, so you should wait with doing them. Number 4, is an alternative to the archetype that I showed you a moment ago, where security was neglected because of growth of throughput. In number 4, this one, the important thing is to notice that the organization has given a goal or a target. The first sentence is important. That's my hint. Okay? Then number 5, emerging risks. Here you can have 2 interpretations. One interpretation is that the organization is in the growth phase and uses e-business for growth. Another one is you have an organization that is just moving what they have to e-business. Depending on which interpretation you choose, you get 2 different archetypes. Here it is not clearly expressed which one I am thinking of. And you might find some of these cases here where you can you might add some interpretation. The important thing is that you can defend what you are doing, and that you get the exercise in doing this. Exercise 6, the trust trap. I will recommend you to do number 6, because that gives you an archetype that is doesn't happen too often. So, 1 and 2 are perhaps difficult, the others are less difficult, and you should include in doing number 6. Erosion of compliance. Okay, that's not too difficult. 8. If you read it like this, then you will understand that so far there has been no relative control archetype. So here you are challenged to find the relative control archetype. But you get a hint to how to address this. 9. It's a little variation on what we did this morning in the causal loop diagramming. It says the small company invests in security technology and security gaps are detected. The new technology solves a problem and the security gap is reduced. Over time, the emerging technological complexity, lack of integration. So it is telling you you have an organization that are just buying technology but do not integrate the technology well. So here is a difference. It is a different situation, a different enterprise than the one we had this morning. So you get kind of different connections, different causes and effects. And finally, yes, resistant to antibiotics. The problem is here that the bacteria, over time, become resistant against antibiotics. In security, you are deploying security solutions, but the malicious agents find ways to bypass them. They are kind of immune to your solutions. So you get a situation where the malicious agents, in the case of diseases, they are these agents that cause you disease. They adapt to antibiotics. Okay, so these are the exercises. My recommendation is, I give it to you at home, so we finish for today. Try to do a few more exercises. The more you do, the better for you. And you will find it becomes easier to do. Leave 1 and 2 for the time being. And then I suggested that you should do the archetype among, should include the number 8, because it was about area archetype, which is relative control. But I also recommended that you should do number 6, which was about the trust trap, so that you get more challenges. Questions? Okay, then I thank you. You had a lot of patience. I hope you learned something interesting that you can use. And see you again in 2 weeks.